Welcome back, everybody. Do you have a favorite holiday song? I want to know what it is. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Do you have a most annoying holiday song? I want to hear about it. 855-752-4842. It's time to have some fun. We are almost into the holiday break. And since we're talking about holiday music, let me tell you what we got planned for you all on Christmas Eve right here on Civic Media. There is going to be a special episode of the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I'm going to share with you some of my favorite holiday memories. Then we're going to have special pre-recorded interviews and segments that will get you on the holiday mood. The fun will continue rolling from 4 to 6 p.m., a holiday special episode of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. He's going to bring you all kinds of fun Christmas-themed content. And then at 6 p.m., starting on Christmas Eve, Civic Media will have all of your holiday musical needs covered. We're going to go all Christmas music for 24 hours and a little extra, starting again 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. So keep it locked across the Civic Media radio network for your holiday news, sports, and weather updates. And of course, Christmas music starting at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve all through Christmas Day. I know I'll be tuned in. I hope you will as well. But let's get down to the heaviest business of today, and that is some holiday tunes. We're going to start out with some of the annoying ones because I don't know about you all, but I think it's probably a pretty long list. We've got some of you weighing in already on the text and phone lines. Dennis from West Allis saying the most annoying Christmas song in all the world is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. Well, Dennis, we have you covered, friend. Let's all remember and remind everybody exactly what annoying Christmas song we're talking about. Here's a little flavor of this most annoying Merry Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey. Let's take a listen.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own.
Oh my gosh, turn it off, turn it off. I might not care about the presents under the Christmas tree, but I care if you turn that damn thing off. Yes, Dennis from West Allis, we will turn that off. The only version of that song that I find remotely palatable was that little kid that sang it in that Hugh Grant? That little Christmas movie. I think it was Love Actually, that film from like way back in the day. He's got a crush on this girl at school and he gets up on stage and he's all freaked out and like sings it in little kid falsetto. That's a version of that song I can tolerate. But every time I hear Mariah warming up her pipes for that one, whoa, got to change the channel. Steve from Milwaukee saying he cannot stand Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Steve, I hear you, man. It is one of the annoying ones as well. Folks, if you want to get in your two cents about your favorite Christmas tunes or the most annoying in the holiday rotation, Cardi and I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Roger from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR. What's up, Roger? Happy holidays to you. His most annoying Christmas song, Last Christmas by Wham. Well, Roger, we got you covered, my friend. We got a little of that coming right at you. Let's remind everybody what we're talking about here. This is Wham's Last Christmas. Roger, That bud's for you, my friend. Listen, I'm a George Michael fan. I'm a child of the 80s. But yeah, that one is an earworm of earworms, isn't it, though? Woo-hoo. Roger calling out his favorite Christmas album, Christmas with Eddie Arnold from 1962. I haven't heard of that one, Roger, and I am going to go check it out. That's what this show and this last half hour is all about. Let's share some musical knowledge, some inside stuff. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We got Jack from Merrimack on the phone lines. Jack from Merrimack, you got a favorite holiday tune or a most annoying candidate?
Well, I got both, actually. The most annoying one, for me at least, is the Chipmunks Christmas song.
Jack, just hold on right there. We got you covered. Let's hit them Chipmunks, Cardi.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Oh.
Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time.
All right, enough. Oh, my goodness. The Alvin gets me every time, Jack. I agree with you. Can't stand the Chipmunks. Do you have a favorite Christmas song, Jack?
Well, I'm no Bing Crosby, but I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. One of my all-time
favorites. Every Christmas card I write. Yes, Jack. Do you love the movie, too? Are you a white Christmas movie fan?
I like White Christmas, but I like the original, which was Holiday Inn also, even though it's politically incorrect in a lot of places.
It is. It hasn't aged super well, but the overall theme, I think, is one worth remembering. Jack, we got you covered. We do have a little bit of the Bing Crosby singing White Christmas. He might have been kind of a jerk, but boy, his vocals are smooth as silk. Let's take a little listen to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Now, I don't know, Cardi, if that's actually Bing Crosby singing that. That is a White Christmas version, but that is not the OG Bing Crosby. He's down a few octaves there. He had those smooth, low, dulcet tones. Who was that, Cardi?
He was enlisted in the Bing Crosby playlist, so it was on his playlist.
Well, that I will tell you this straight up, and this, my friends, these are the generational differences that we always love to enjoy. I know what Bing sounds like. That ain't no Bing Crosby, but I do love a little Bing Crosby singing the White Christmas. Let's see here. Llama from Madison chiming in with, he hates Let It Snow. It is a little bit annoying of a tune. He also hates the snow, and he sings it to annoy everyone around me. Well, I'm chuckling on that count. Llama from Madison as well. Angie from Monroe saying Christmas Eve is her birthday. She'll be listening while she works. I hope whistling while you work as well to all of our Christmas music. From me to you, Angie, happy, happy birthday. And happy holidays to you. She loves her job. She's getting extra money working the holidays. I love it. She is a huge fan of all of the old cartoon movies on the U of the Tube. Yes, I enjoy some of those old ones, even though some of them, again, maybe haven't aged all that well. So I have to say, my number one, like, cannot tolerate this song. It is nails on a chalkboard bad to me, is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Why don't we take a little listen? Because I have to be tortured right along with all the rest of you. Just a little flavor of the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Okay, so let's just recap. Grandma drinks too much eggnog, gets run over by a reindeer, and then the song singer and Grandpa are saying, thanks Santa, because Grandma's dead. Oh, my Lord. And it's so annoying. Listen, it became a huge cult hit. It was first released independently in 1979, but I have the super deep background on Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Information that you all desperately need to know to be armed with trivia for your Christmas festivities. It was a cold and snowy night in November of 1978, and the members of Randy Brooks' country band, Young Country, found themselves stranded after a gig at the Hyatt Hotel on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. The brakes on their van were frozen, and with nowhere to go, Mr. Brooks and his bandmates went back inside to watch the next act, a bluegrass group fronted by the husband and wife duo of Elmo Shropshire and Patsy Trigg. Elmo and Patsy then invited Mr. Brooks, a 30-year-old aspiring songwriter from Dallas, on stage that night and asked him to play one of his favorite novelty tunes. He'd written Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer the year before after hearing a holiday song by Merle Haggard titled Grandma's Homemade Christmas Song that really annoyed Mr. Brooks. He said then, I was tired of that country song where they set you up like a relative who gets killed in the third verse, recalled Mr. Brooks, though Mr. Haggard's lyrics only implied that the beloved grandmother was deceased. Mr. Brooks thought, it's more honest to admit that grandma died up front. And whenever he played this song, the subversive ditty about a grandmother who gets drunk on eggnog, wanders out into the night, and gets killed by Santa's reindeer, the audience whooped and cheered. And so Mr. Shropshire and Miss Trigg, who just met Mr. Brooks that night, asked him to teach them that song that night backstage after the show. Folks, that is the birth origin story of what is Maggie Dawn's number one most annoying Christmas song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Elmo and Patsy then went on to independently release the song in 1979. In 1983, it became a number one hit on the Billboard Christmas Hit Singles chart, beating out Mr. Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Yes, Bing went down to Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, as well as Bobby Helms's very famous Jingle Bell Rock. It matched that feat again, hitting number one on the Billboard Christmas Hit Single chart in 1984 and 1985. And y'all, it charted again in the Billboard Top 100 Christmas Songs in 2016. It took on a life of its own when a DJ out of San Francisco put it on rotation. It became a little bit of the shock jock playlist because of the fact that it's, you know, the singer and grandpa celebrating that grandma, in fact, did get run over by a reindeer. I hope you all feel a more deep and enriched sense of the artistry around Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer with all of this deep cut background on what is, again, my most annoying Christmas song of the season. We want to hear more from you, your favorites. We'll continue to dig into some of the weirdest Christmas songs out there, as well as your top hits when we come back. I'm Maggie Dawn. We're having a little fun this half hour. Join us, why don't you? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, dreaming of an orange Christmas. Tyler, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll read your text on the air. Anyways, Joshua from Wausau says his favorites are Bing Crosby and David Bowie. I love a little David Bowie singing Little Drummer Boy. What a great tune. Cindy from Wausau says one of her favorites is Barry Manilow singing Jingle Bells. We come back with some of your favorites and a couple of weird tunes you may not have ever heard of. I know I hadn't. Right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked on the Civic Media Radio Network.